Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless your holy name. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for your protection over us, for your mercies, your kindness, and your faithfulness. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts, for that which you have done in our midst. We say glory be unto you. We commit this day's broadcast into your holy hands and pray, Lord, that you come and speak to us, that indeed, Lord, you will draw us closer. This broadcast will bring forth healing, will bring forth deliverance. It will bring forth salvation of souls in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. And I'm so excited to be with you today. I pray that the Almighty God will visit you. The Lord will do something extraordinary in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled The Power of God's Anointing. Indeed, you will experience a fresh unction of His anointing upon your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And I'm taking two texts. The first text I'm taking is from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38 says, "Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." And the second passage is the book of Zechariah, Zechariah 4, verse 6. It says that, "Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." May the Lord bless his reading. We are looking at the power of God's anointing. And like I said earlier, the Lord will anoint you afresh in the name of our Lord Jesus. Number one thing we need to know about God's anointing is that it's a reward of seeking after the Lord. It's those who seek after him that he releases anointing upon. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah 29 verse 13. He says, "You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me." So those who seek the Lord with all their hearts, those are the ones that the Lord releases anointing upon. And I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace for you to seek after him with all your might, with all your heart, with all your resources, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing commissions you for signs and wonders. The book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Isaiah 8, verse 18 says, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion." So the anointing commissions you for signs and wonders. When the Lord releases anointing upon you, you begin to perform wonders. Signs and wonders will begin to follow you wherever you go. And that will be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing gives you access to hidden mysteries of God. It gives you access to the hidden mysteries of God. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, Jeremiah 33 verse 3, say, "Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." The Lord will begin to reveal his mysteries unto you. The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, he said, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a piercing to the division of the souls and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intention of the heart." The Word of God reveals mysteries, the hidden mysteries of God. It's through the anointing of God that we begin to understand some of the mysteries of God. When God anoints you, begin to reveal hidden mysteries to you. And I pray that you will be beneficiary of that in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing teaches you all things. Through the anointing of God, the Holy Spirit begins to teach you all things. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, it says, "But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him." The anointing teaches you all things. So whatever you want to know spiritually, physically, financially, every area of your life, the anointing of God can teach you. When you have the anointing, it guides and directs you. And I pray that all the days of your life, you'll be guided and be led by the Spirit of the Most High. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The anointing makes people to marvel at what God is doing through you and for you. The book of Acts chapter 4, Acts 4, reading from verse 13. It says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. For seeing the man who was ill standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition." Your enemies will not have anything to say in opposition because they will see the mighty work of God in your life. God will begin to do wonderful things through you, for you, by you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing makes it such that whatever you lay your hands upon is blessed. The anointing grants you the grace to live holy for him. Exodus 30, reading verse 29. It says, "You shall consecrate them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them will become holy." So when you are consecrated by God, he makes you holy. And as a result of that, you find out that whatever you touch is blessed. And so shall it be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. It makes you to see the desires of your enemy. It makes you to overcome your enemy. It makes you to see the end of your enemy because God is with you. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 92, reading from verse 10. It says, "But you have exalted my horn like that of the white ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants." So that is it. When God anoints you, he makes you to see the downfall of your enemy. Your enemies will not be victorious over you. God will grant you victory over every enemy of your destiny, the known ones and the unknown ones, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever may be their name, the name of Jesus will rise up for you and grant you victory in the name of Jesus. Another thing is that the enemy makes you a terror to the camp of the enemy. In the book of Joshua chapter 2, reading from verse 9, the Bible says, "And said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you." All the inhabitants of the land, they melt away before you. Your enemy will melt away before you in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Lord is with you. Because he has released his anointing upon you, so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. With the anointing of God, you can boldly say, "I can do all things." The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, Paul speaking, say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So you can do all things because the Lord will strengthen you on all sides. He will strengthen you in the morning. He will strengthen you at daytime. He will strengthen you at nighttime because his anointing is upon you. His spirit is dwelling in you. You will be able to do all things. The anointing breaks every prison door. He will set you free from every captivity, every door that has been shut against you, every door of affliction. The Lord himself will reopen them for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 16, reading from verse 25. He says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Why? They were set loose by the power of the anointing of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, they were set free. Every door that has been shut against you, the Lord himself will open such doors for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, the anointing destroys every yoke. Whatever yoke that the enemy has placed upon you shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. By the reason of anointing of God upon you. The book of Isaiah chapter 10, reading verse 27. Say, and in that day, his burden will depart from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken by the reason of the anointing. So by the reason of the anointing, every yoke of failure, every yoke of diseases shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will set you free because his anointing is upon you. But you know, like we read there in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, it says, it's not by your power, not by my strength, but by the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God will only fall upon you if you belong to him. If you belong to him, the Spirit of God will rest upon you. You can then boldly say that he who is in me is greater than who is in the world. But if you do not know this Jesus we are talking about, it is totally impossible for the Spirit of God to rest upon you. It is those that know him that can experience his Spirit. And I'm giving you the opportunity right now. Brothers and sisters, if you are hearing me, you are not sure of your salvation. You are not sure whether you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. You are not sure whether you can be counted amongst his children. I want to give you that opportunity today. And brothers and sisters, like I always say, it's now an opportunity for you to grab with both hands. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Wash me clean. And it is you and you alone I will serve. I will not serve any other God but you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. Thank you, Father. And concerning everyone that have heard me today, I prophesy into your life. I say it is well with you in the morning, it's well with you at daytime, it's well with you at nighttime, it is well with your going out, it is well with your coming in, it is well with your sleeping, it is well with your waking up, it is well with your career, it is well with your ministry, it is well with your children, it is well with everything that concerns you, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will fight your battles, he will grant you total victory on all sides in the name of Jesus. My God will put a new song in your mouth, a song of joy, a song of victory, a song of peace, a song of fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God, his light will shine upon you, his countenance will be upon you. He will guide and direct your path in the mighty name of Jesus. He will wipe away your tears. You will not shed tears of sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And I say continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you mightily in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.